Danny McCoy is the CEO of the Irish Business and Employers Confederation, IBEC. He's here in studio. Danny, you're very, very welcome. Long anticipated here at last. What's your reaction and what's your assessment of the 20% tariff announced for the EU?
Yeah, so the first thing to say is that where the numbers have come from. So we've seen the report overnight, so there's no sophistication in it, right? So the homework was blunt in the end. So where the numbers come from is they're taking each country's deficit with the United States as a ratio of our exports, their imports. Mm. And in the EU, it came out at 39%, and they just half that, got the 20%. That's as sophisticated
kind
as it is.
It doesn't matter, though, how they did it, does it?
No, it doesn't matter. But to say 20%. Is when he says that we have tariffs in Europe of 39%, mm. that's not true. The tariffs is low single digit. So this is just a crass way of getting at what he wanted to get at, which was to put tariffs on every country in the world. So there's no sophistication, but it is what it is. And we've estimated the kind of sensitivities to trade, to these kind of price movements, that the total impact for Ireland, because goods are only 40% of our exports, services 60%, mm-hmm. it's about 2 or 3% of an impact on our exports. So look, we've got to take it in perspective. In the aggregate, it's not that big a deal in the short term. For individual companies, of course, this could be fair bit of crisis now this morning.
Is it seismic for individual companies? And for is individual it seismic companies, in terms of turnover and in terms of jobs?
Indeed, there will be job impacts from this.
And job losses.
There may not be losses in the sense that they could be short-time working because some of the demand will go down. And I think that's kind of the governmental response. We need to be somewhat calm on this. Where the big impact will come, though, from the kind of world trade and the world economy, and that will come to affect Ireland. So it's not the specifics aren't as bad as they could have been. It's a really stupid thing to have done, but nonetheless. But it's the whole tenor for the world now in terms of uncertainty, trying to readjust. So we need to get these negotiations going pretty quickly.
Okay.
And I think the EU have the right stance on this.
For now, it seems pharma is off the hook, but that doesn't mean that it's out of the dark, that it's not still in the crosshairs of Donald Trump. So what might come down the line here?
Well, pharma and semiconductors, you know, Intel being a big producer here, have been put alongside cars in terms of strategic, I think they call Section 232, which is national security. So these could come back in, maybe not in the tariffs. We could see something in terms of the corporate tax or non-tariff barriers. Non-tariff barriers are regulations, effectively. So there's a whole spectrum of things that may still yet come up.
Would that
on
be
the life sciences
equal to or nearly worse than tariffs?
Well, at least with tariffs, it's a number, it's a price, mm. and the consumer can react to that. You can keep selling into the market if people want your product. Non-tariff barriers can be kind of exclusionary, and they can be much more difficult to handle.
Now, you've said in past interviews ahead of the announcement yesterday that the EU should counterattack, should fight back. So what would you like to see from Ursula von der Leyen now?
Well, what they need to do is negotiate, but you need to say what you're going to do if the negotiations break down. And so, unfortunately, when you're in this kind of game, it's tit for tat. And so there has to be equal countervailing retaliatory measures, even though that punishes us as well.
And could punish us more. I mean, if the counterattack involves the tech companies.
And that's why I think that the Europeans will do a better job at figuring out what's sensitive to Europe that the United States haven't done in their homework. And I think take a bit of time now from the EU. We don't need to retaliate immediately. Let's try and get negotiations going. But if they fail, we have to fight fire with fire here.
Now, Minister Peter Burke will be with us a little later on. He was saying in an interview on the This Week programme on Sunday about controlling the things that we can control. So in terms of the companies that you represent now and the companies that you say, you know, are in a bit of a crisis this morning trying to figure out where they go from here, what do they need to hear from the Minister for Enterprise and from this government?
So we've been here before with COVID and with Brexit. And so some of the measures that we know is state supports are going to be required for those whose demand will go down quite dramatically as a result of these price movements. Their workers may need to go on short-time working. We need to have the welfare payments to keep them attached to their employer, not to put them into unemployment. So these kind of shocks that we get, we thought we might get with Brexit, with ports being closed, etc. We have the arsenal to do it. We'll be talking to the government the next couple of hours and again tomorrow and many of those different forums. So I think the government and business can work through this. I'd be calm enough on that front. I think the one thing we have to really see, though, is the fact that the UK have got 10% and the EU 20%. this has implications for the Windsor framework and for the no border on the island of Ireland. I think this is a very serious issue. And it's not just what Trump has done, it's how we retaliate back. If the UK do nothing and the EU come with a 20% tariff, that'll make it even more complicated.
Lots to ponder. Thank you very much, Danny McKay of IBEC.